Hello, beautiful people. Welcome to the Adia Talks podcast. My name is Mo Adia. I am your host on this podcast, where we are all about helping you be the best version of yourself and live your life as God intended. We have yet another great episode today, so I want you to stay tuned, grab a notebook, a pen, a drink, and let us chat about what is on the agenda today. Hello, people. Welcome to this episode of the Adia Talks podcast. I am so happy to be recording this and to be speaking to you wonderful people today. I love and appreciate you and thank you so much for stopping by. My name is Mo Adia. I am your host here on this podcast. And as I said, I am glad to have you here on this podcast. We talk about things to help you, you know, be the best version of yourself, live your best life. And that's really living according to what your creator, what God, you know, has in mind for you, and just coming into the fullness of that, really. So that's what we're here about on this podcast. I'm uber thrilled to speak to you today because I've had a very, very long day. I've had a really long day, and it's just the start of the week, but that's the way the cookie's crumbling. We have to do what we have to do, but this has been a highlight of my day to actually say, look, I'm going to record this and speak to you all. So thank you so much. I hope the rest, or the start of rather of your 2021 has been good, has been great. I hope you've done, you know, some of the stuff you wanted to do. I know that some of you have been like on a bit of a break. Maybe, you know, January was like, maybe you were fasting, you're taking some time out to retreat, you know, do all of that. And maybe February is like you're kind of really starting your year mode. So if you are in that mode, welcome back. welcome back. Really glad to have you. We have a short episode today. I know I always say this. I am repenting because it's the new year. It's 2021. So it's a bit of a short one because I just want to get straight to the point about conversation. It's short, sharp, just sharing some wisdom, something, you know, the Lord spoke to me about, and also, you know, something I observed and God started to sort of minister and call me back to order in that regard. So just want to share that with you today because it really does link up to quite a few things he's been speaking to us about on this podcast. So it's going to be short. Trust me. I told you I've had a long day. So before we actually start, I'm going to make a quick announcement as well. So this is like your church announcements before the service starts. So are you out there? This is like a jingle. Imagine a jingle. I'm like, are you out there? Are you a Christian brand? Are you a Christian organization? Do you want to get heard by more people, seen and heard, to hear what you do, to sell your product, to share it with the world, to share it with the believers, the unbelievers, to draw them to Christ? Like, that's my jingle. Gosh, I am tired today. You can tell it's been a long day. But that's my little jingle. Now, if you fit the bill of all those things I've said, what we want to start doing on this podcast is actually, you know, sharing some of that with people, right? So if you want to get your whatever you're doing out there, we would love to, you know, we'll have a segment of the podcast where we would have like, you know, a bit of a break and we'll talk about very quickly what you do. Who knows? It could be a jingle. If you send us a jingle and it's, you know, meets some criteria, we could always discuss that and have a jingle as well. So, you know, that's also an option. But yes, we want to get the word out there about what you do, share more about you with, you know, our listeners and other people, etc. So that would be great. We would even have, I'd love to have an episode which is dedicated to just more of that, basically, because there's so many amazing things people are doing. It could even be an event as well you're having. We love to share it. It obviously has to meet certain criteria in terms of we have to be, you know, approve of it in the sense that mutually we can agree to kind of work together from that perspective. There's no money involved or anything. But what I mean in terms of work together from the perspective of, you know, meeting some, you know, some certain criteria. But it's nothing cumbersome at all. But yes, just wanted to announce that. So if you know of somebody, please let them know. all you need to do is email info@adiatalks.com. That's info@adiatalks.com. You can even go to our website. You can send a message through the website. It will still come to our email. All you need to do is send that email over with the details. With, you know, we have some details we need, but if you just let us know, hey, I'm interested, we'll get back to you on what you need to provide, and we can start discussing and talking about it. You know, we could even, you know, I was going to add some more stuff, but no, okay, that's what we'll do. So we'll leave it at that. So I look forward to hearing from you guys concerning that. So today's episode, we are going to be talking about elevating, and elevating your conversation. That's what we're going to really hone into today, right? So elevate is a word that really God was magnifying in my mind last year, especially when we started preparing for our Equip 2021. You know, when the Lord said, do Equip 2021, and I started trying to, like, you know, download what the God was saying, put it together, do all of these things, I just heard elevate. Like, I think it was when I was doing like a holding flyer or something, because often when I hear and I know what I need to do and I just get some things together, I just go and execute as much as I can. So I think I was doing that, and as I was typing, God just said elevate. So it's like, this is our focus, this is a theme. It wasn't like an intentional, hey, we need to have a theme for this event. So the theme was elevate. And I was like, oh, great, Lord, like elevate. You know, when you think about elevate, you think about like coming up, you think about, well, we call it a lift where I am. But, you know, we think people call it elevators. My American folk call it elevators. So it's like a lift. You think, you know, that takes you up. You think about elevating is up, is further. You know, I don't think elevating is ever described as moving further, moving downwards in any way. But elevating is like raising the bar, so raising the standard. So if I say this year, we are elevating, it means we are going higher. And that's like, imagine when you elevate, like when you're, when imagine being in an elevator, I was gonna say, or a lift or some sort, and your body's in the lift, it takes the whole of you higher, right? So imagine when we say elevate, we're saying elevate everything. Everything's elevated. It's not just, you know, my elevating in my physical being or in my spiritual life or in my, you know, in my intellect or my academia, right? We're saying no, but we're saying elevating. And if God says, you know, elevate, it means like come up higher, like every part of you is going to be raised up a bar. So if one part of your life, I'm just putting numbers just to give it, you know, some more context, right? If one part of your life was 7, you know, and another part was 5, then as you elevate, 7 will move to, let's just say, 10, 5 will move to 8. My math is correct. 3 steps up, right? So you're elevating. You know, might not always be on the same level, but you're moving up, right? So the Lord said, elevate. You know, that was what he was saying. So I was thinking, okay, this means really to me, for me personally, and I think for everybody, his children, and for all of us that were, you know, linked to Equip 2021, he's saying, you need to come up higher. There's some places you haven't gone to because you've been playing small, because you've not elevated your thinking to see things in a bigger dimension, to see things from the God perspective, from his perspective, right? So elevating as well is also seeing from a godly perspective. So he's saying there's some things you haven't actually you know, you haven't actually done because you haven't elevated your thinking, or you haven't elevated your, even your confidence. That's some things I haven't approached. I haven't even boldly asked for certain things I'm well qualified and deserving of, because maybe I just have a confidence issue, quite frankly, in it, because I'm still like overthinking it. And some of us have a nature of being so hard on ourselves. Like, we just set these bars for ourselves, but we don't even elevate to those bars where we are so qualified. But anyway, that's by the by. So he's saying elevate, you know, elevate, you know. So that's something I embraced and something I'm embracing this year a lot. And the Lord is showing me in different ways what he means by that, you know. But, you know, and then the Lord showing me in different ways, he showed me that about our conversations. And I think actually maybe a few weeks ago on IG stories, you know, sometimes I just get this floods of like wisdom, divine wisdom, not my wisdom. Okay, my wisdom, because Christ lives in me, but like that Christ, divine wisdom, godly wisdom, right? But wisdom, or is something, it just be something, and it's, or something Holy Spirit's just highlighting to me, and I sometimes feel the need to get it out there. And I think it was a time where something was going on in the world and everybody was talking about something, and I thought to myself, everybody's talking about this thing, and they're talking about it all from, they're not really actually seeing this thing from God's perspective. It just became a very, you know, I don't want to say earthly, but anyway, it just was, everybody's talking about this thing. And I thought, wow, we can choose, I'm choosing to elevate my conversation, right? So elevate, and it doesn't have to be physical conversation. It could be a conversation you're having. So it could be that you decide on your socials, you're going to share specific sorts of things because you don't want to draw maybe attention or negativity or something. You don't draw attention to something that's negative. Like, that's just one example, right? But elevating in our conversations, it's just saying elevate in your conversations, elevate your conversations. That includes stuff like gossip. This year, I'm like, there's some things I'm really not available for. Like, I'm so determined. There are really some things that I have no capacity, and I'm praying to God, like, God, give me. And when I say gossip, I'm not somebody that does that, right? But in the sense that when sometimes you don't even know you're doing the gossip thing as well, you could just start talking or whatever. You're just having a conversation with somebody, call it gist or whatever. Right. But God was saying to me, even though, like, you don't engage in that stuff actively and set out to do, sometimes those things just happen and you fall into it. Right. But he's saying, actually, you can move away from that, you know, so elevate from that. And, you know, make it, there's some things you're just like that. I'm not available for that because I'm elevating my conversations. I'm elevating what I choose to discuss and talk about, like, you know, and it can be so subtle sometimes, you know, certain things. So he's saying to me, elevate your conversation. Now, the whole thing that led to me really talking about elevating my conversation, or where the Lord really, really, really drew it to, like, to my, it was like a clear example, is I was having a conversation with a group of people. I love them dearly, that are believers. And I came out of the conversation and I was a little bit drained after the conversation. And I'm somebody that's quite conscious now, because I've observed myself over time and how I operate, right? I'm conscious now of, you know, things that can drain me and things that, you know, empower me, if that makes sense. So you sometimes, I'm sure you all experience this, you might have a conversation with somebody and you're so fired up and you're empowered, and even though your body might physically be, maybe physically tired, you're like, I'm revving, I'm ready to go, I'm just like, yes, you know. Imagine it, or when you go to church sometimes, you imagine sometimes, or maybe you've been to a prayer meeting or you prayed all night, you know, and like, technically you should be sleeping. My friend and I were talking about this. You finished vigil at 4 a.m. Technically we should be like exhausted, but our spirit is awake and revving and ready to go. So, you know, sometimes you have conversations like that. You just have things that really lift you, you know. Sometimes they're those things that elevate you in that sense, right? But sometimes the opposite is that you can have conversations, you can be in the midst of a conversation and it actually drains you. Sometimes you are actually contributing to it where you're speaking, or you're just in that conversation and it actually drains you. That is not conversation that elevates. So the Lord was saying to me, like, when I came out of that conversation, I was thinking, why am I feeling this way? And I was like, also, why? It wasn't even just a feeling. It was like, why were we talking about? We weren't talking about anything bad, but it kind of felt like a complaining session, if that made sense. And I kind of was like, Why were we like complaining? And I thought, if anybody who wasn't a believer was listening into our conversation, they won't really believe we're children of God, because sometimes we kind of leave our, we almost put our faith in a textbook. So like, it's the faith, you know how some things are in a textbook and they remain in a textbook because they're theoretical. So some things you learned in science were very theoretical. You know, I remember even my university lecturer, I remember I did economics in university, and I remember him talking about some things that some financial models that like were just things that we learned, because in the real world, those financial models were no longer used. Black and something, I can't remember the name, but like those financial models for like pricing stocks, whatever, were no longer used in the real world. Other models are now in place, but these are like the models they use to teach people. So they're almost archaic, but they teach you that. So for that example, it remains in the textbook. And sometimes we do that with our faith. Like, we learn things, we say all these things, and when we put that in the textbook, and when we have this practical situation, we don't speak, because I always say that faith has a language. We don't speak like people of faith, or we don't even act. It just shows we don't act like people of faith. Because when I reflect on that conversation, it wasn't very like, okay, we're in this situation, but we are people of faith, you know? So therefore, our conversation is showing that. So if somebody was, and we're not, obviously, we don't have conversations and being like, oh, I want to appear a certain way. But I'm just saying, on the off chance that somebody was listening in or being part of a conversation and they weren't a believer, they would have no idea we were. It just didn't reflect that God is in it, like us to understand that God, things might be happening a certain way for the world, but that's not our portion, and we shouldn't be dwelling on those things. So it kind of felt like we're dwelling on, it's like, wow, I need to really, oh, you know, we as believers need to elevate our conversations. Now, I'm not saying we shouldn't have real conversations, but even in the midst of real, truthful conversations, our truth is the word of God. So that's what comes out, you know, that's what was out of you. So no matter what, you know, no matter what is going on, because your truth is what your truth is, and you're standing in faith, then your truth is that faith. So even if something is happening, not, you know, there's so much going on in the world today that could be gloom or whatever, even if all of that is going on, your conversation is still different, because it is, whatever the case is, it's layered, you know, you're in faith. I hope I'm articulating myself properly, but essentially, Lord was just like, elevate your conversations. And that really comes from you really holding on to the true word of God and actually allowing that to be the reality in your life. So we don't have this theoretical faith that we say, oh yes, God is my source, or God is this. Then when the real situation comes, it, you know, happens. And it happened to me as well last week, another situation. It wasn't to do a conversation, but I knew there's somebody I know that I'm so, the person has a very manipulative, suppressive spirit. And I feel like whenever I'm around them, I'm just drained. And this is not even physically around them. This is like virtually around them. I'm just drained of it, because I just, it's just like, ooh, you know, and I felt myself, you know, I knew that, but I was almost like allowing that manipulation to, or, you know, that oppression to kind of weigh me down. When I'm thinking, I'm like, why would I allow the enemy to do what he wants to do, when he knows that I have the upper hand? But he would always try to fool me otherwise. It's the same way in our conversations, right? He would always try to influence your conversations, make it seem like it's doom and gloom, and, you know, really focus on those things and cause you to start speaking of those things, that you come out of a conversation feeling drained, like, why do I feel so drained and tired and, you know, all of that? When really, in fact, like, if you can have a conversation that's a real conversation, but it's filled with faith, then, you know, it inspires you some more. It gives you, it even sort of stirs up your faith, you know? I hope that makes sense. Like, because it also feeds off each other. When people start, you know, talking about something from a faith perspective, you just bounce off each other. I really hope what I'm talking about today makes sense, but I believe it will bless us, especially in the situation that we're all in right now, you know, around the world. It's important that we learn to elevate our conversations. It's important that we understand those things that exhaust us, because conversations that are not fruitful will exhaust you. Something would either, you know, rev up your engine, or it will deplete from your engine. Stuff is hardly ever neutral, you know. My wonderful coach, who I would love to have on the podcast one day, I know on one of her podcasts, I think before she started coaching me, I remember listening to something and I thought, wow, she gets it. And I will talk about this in another, you know, another time. But she spoke about relationships and firefighters and firelighters. Oh, it was such a, I was like, wow, she gets it. And I think that's when I started, the light bulb started coming on with understanding, this is why I am very conscious about my phone calls. This is why I'm very guarded. Like, not because I'm trying to be like, oh, self or be all of these, but sometimes there's some things that drain you. So there's some people that may drain you more than others because of the conversation they bring to the table. Even if they're people of faith, they don't speak or live the life of faith fully, or you know, to whatever, like they don't really live it in their level of conversation. So sometimes it's draining, and sometimes it doesn't mean you don't speak to those people. It just means you're conscious and aware of it. And sometimes it's you that is the one who's going to light the fire in the person. So you're going to pour, but you know, you can't pour. You need to pour from an overflow. You can't pour from when you're dry and empty. So if you're, you know, in a situation where you just had a draining conversation, that's not the place to go, because what will happen is it becomes bickering. Don't you find, you know, sometimes you start talking to somebody about something, and you know, if it's, especially when it's negative stuff, you know, it's like, oh, this happened to me. I can't imagine this happened to me too. And then it becomes a, like, you're bickering and complaining, a complaining session. And before you know it, you just leave a conversation and you are like, no progress has been made. All you've done is bicker and complain. And in your mind, you can't even reconcile that you have a solution to this problem. All you do is you just shared the same. You know how it's like a problem shared. I've shared it more from a, I haven't even shared it from a, like, oh, let's, you know, think about the solution, or let's just discuss the details. I've shared it more from a, like, just bickered about it, and there's no resolution to it, right? I hope all of this makes sense, and you know, I really do hope it does. But yes, you know, let's just set ourselves the challenge of elevating our conversations. Now, for you, it might be different. I've spoken about for me, the things it is like. When, you know, I remember the other day, somebody started talking to me about something or something. I was just like, okay, I have to go now. Like, hey. You know, because I'm just like, there's some things I just don't want to be available for this year. I just have no energy because it just drains me all the time, right? So, you know, that might be it. It might be what you're talking about in the context of, you know, the conversations you're having, you know. And when you find that you're having conversations with people and it's going kind of downhill, if you like, or it's a lot of bickering and complaining, like, be the light in the room. You know, that's another thing. We are the light. We're the light. You know, we carry God's light as believers. We are salt to the earth, and salt gives flavor to something. So be the light in the room. But when I'm saying all of this, it's to help you be conscious, because often we're not conscious of these things, but be conscious of what's actually happening, you know, because there's so many tactics that the enemy is using nowadays on all sorts of things. But be conscious of what's happening around you. Be like, self-aware in that sense. When I say self-aware, again, I'm not trying to promote self, but just be conscious of what's happening in a moment when you're doing something. And then, you know, when that's going on, you can think, okay, this is actually what's happening right now, and I'm going to be the light. I tail back to that conversation I had. I remember I at some point I figured out what was happening, and I just changed the topic or, you know, I just kind of referenced what was being said. So I acknowledged what was being said, but I then put a spin on it, you know. And I'm not saying you always find yourself in conversations with believers or no, you know, but then again, that's how you can know you being the light. Sometimes, yes, you might feel like I need to have a real conversation. I'm struggling in my faith, all of that. That's where you call on your fellow, you know, your people that God always puts around you to be support systems. So the people I'll call, who I'm like, this is what I'm dealing with, this is what, you know, pray with me, I know they'll encourage me, all of that. There are people I just won't call and have that conversation with. First, I'm not really an open person like that. But like, I just won't, I know that I won't really get what I need. So you just need to be conscious of that. You know, so really, you can only really elevate your conversations by being conscious of that. So it's also being conscious about what you put out, you know, on socials. You know, there's some things I'm making a decision that I'm not putting out, you know, certain sorts of content or whatever, just because that's just not what I'm, you know, I know what I'm about this year. Not that I didn't know in other years, but like, it just awareness just helps you in the line of what you want to do. Now, it's not that, oh, you should be all serious and all that, but just be aware, and it's up to you to decide, you know, what God has laid on your heart for you to do, and make sure you're just aware of that. So, you know, I would say the first thing really with elevating your conversations is being aware of your conversations first. And you know, asking God, you know, to show you where you need to elevate your conversations, you know. And I'm sure as I'm saying this, I'll probably get test Nick tomorrow on all of this. But I just pray the Lord shows you where you need to elevate in life. I'm sure there's some other things about elevate that we will talk about some more. Definitely, I can already see them. But where you need to elevate conversations, I pray the Lord will show that to you and make it clear to you. I said this was going to be a short podcast. I had in my mind 15 minutes, but in all fairness, I spent the first 4 minutes talking about, you know, the kind of you can advertise, or well, call it advertised, but you can share, and we're happy to share like stuff you're doing, etc. So I'll give myself that grace. But I love talking to you guys, so that's why it is longer than I had anticipated. But yes, you know, that's, I hope this blessed you. I hope it made sense. I hope you take something from it. If you have any questions or you want to talk about it more, or you're like, more, what on earth are they talking about? Like, or you've experienced it and you can identify with what I mean, by all means, do give us a shout. You know, catch us on our IG, DM us. We're Adia Talks Community. I'm Mo Adia on Instagram as well. I've not really been as active, you know, lately, just because I'm busy. But yes, we, you know, I'm there. Love to hear from you. Love to carry on this conversation, especially because I feel like it's different for different people, and different people have different like aspects of how they view it. But really, the first thing is awareness, and then Holy Spirit, show me where I need to elevate my conversations. Why I need to be the one that is the, sometimes you're the one that's the conversation elevator, you know. It's a conversation that's just going downhill or staying down or staying low, and you're like, people, let us elevate our conversation. Let us start talking about, you know. And then when you start elevating your conversation, God can trust you more. God, you know, then can put some things in your sight. You know, it's the same way. I remember many years ago, I never used to be somebody that used to be interested in intercession or praying or for other people or things. Like, I just was a Christian. Okay, I go to church, I pray, all of that. Okay, somebody says they need prayer. Okay, yeah, maybe I remember to pray. But since I, you know, have taken on more intercession, I now receive more around intercession. There's more God brings my way. I have dreams about nations, dreams about things that are happening. I will literally wake up, I'll record them, I'll share with other intercessors. I'll say, this is what's going on. This is what I believe the Lord is saying. But that comes from me elevating my, you know, elevating my conversations with God in prayer to the level of interceding that he's like, I can now give you more. I can show you more. You know, there's so many things we can apply in any aspect, corporate world, everything. Once you elevate, like, it just, yeah. Anyway, I've spoken and it's almost half an hour. Oh, I love all of you. Thank you so much for bearing with me. This has also been a long day, but this is how much I love you. But I hope this blessed you. If you, as I mentioned, we're on the socials, follow us on social media, share this podcast with a friend, leave a comment, you know, please interact with us. It helps other people. It's not, you know, the visibility helps other people see stuff and be blessed by it as well. So if you do that, that's where we, you know, we get that benefit as well. So please, I encourage you to do that so that other people can listen out. And we're actually going to start these short snippet podcasts. They're going to be called Espresso Shots. I just need to get the artwork sorted. The Espresso Shots for our podcast. So we'll be sharing some, you know, short snippets of wisdom that will bless your life for sure. And just, you know, things that, you know, we can talk about. I wanted to talk about this on there, but that is strictly 5 minutes. So yeah, I can't make it 5 minutes because I've spoken to you for half an hour. But thank you so much for joining today. Love you all. Take care. God bless. Share with a friend. Have a lovely rest of the day, evening, afternoon, wherever you are. Bye. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I hope this episode blessed you. If so, why not share it with a friend or two or three or four, and make sure you subscribe on whatever platform you're listening to. Feel free to also comment, share some feedback, etc. You can also follow us on social media. We're on all the major platforms, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. On Instagram, we are Adia Talks Community. Everywhere else, we are Adia Talks. You can also head to our website, deotalks.com. We have some great resources on there, again, about helping you just live your best life. So I encourage you to check that out. We have amazing things on there, so many wonderful things to come. Join our mailing list, etc. Take care and God bless you.